the ebb and flow of the times. It has been 2 weeks since I last posted. I had intended writing, but felt better for the break. The nonsense stirred by Trump and his band of red cap and red neck enthusiasts over the past few months had become increasingly disturbing. Joe Biden has brought some much-needed respite to the U.S. and been a settling influence on the international political scene. I applaud his decisive action regarding the fight against COVID and wish him all the best in uniting the country once again. The U.S. will hurt itself more than any outsider could, should it take the path of civil war. Wasn't once enough. Posting once a day may be limiting, and there were times when I was tempted to post several times a day because of different issues. There seems to be more jobs being advertised recently. That must surely be good news for those that lost them during lockdown in level 3. There are more people living on the beach in summer. Some may well be holiday makers, but there has been a nationwide call for donations at food banks as charities have seen a flood of new applicants seeking assistance. With the new school term starting, there will be the added pressure of providing school lunches, snacks, uniforms, and stationery and sports needs. The homeless are back, and there seems to be more than there was before. The government had almost everyone in accommodation during lockdown. It's a pity it has not maintained the same duty of care that it showed when the danger of COVID seemed imminent. With the new stronger UK strain here, thankfully an MIQ, and the South African strain, one wonders if perhaps we have become lax about it all. We should ensure people that have fallen on hard times are housed, as COVID has been brought in on almost every plane that arrives in the country, except those from the Pacific Islands. They are still free of the pandemic. It would not do if New Zealand dropped the ball and exposed them to it. There is some speculation that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine may be delayed, and there is talk that New Zealand may have the means with which to make its own vaccine, though it would need help with funding. The fruit trees I planted at the front of the property are doing well, and the apple tree has had several apples in its first year. The peach tree that sprang up from a pip I threw is loaded with more and bigger fruit than it had last year. The grapefruit, oranges, lemons, mandarins and lime have small green buds appearing, and although the fee jar might need another year or two, the raspberries, boysenberries, strawberries and blackberries have had or are about to have fruit soon. The gardens need weeding, but the wildflowers lend an old-fashioned cottage charm that draws the eye to colourful blooms and camouflages what could be unkempt. All has been well in my world, but a knock at the door today brought home how others might not have it so good. There was a man asking if I minded if he filled his drink bottle from the tap at the front of the house. I said he was welcome to do so, and he did. Closing the door as he bent to turn the tap on, I watched him walk towards a nice-looking black sports car. He was casually dressed and spoke pleasantly. He sat in his vehicle across the road for some time and was there 20 minutes later. When I looked again, he had moved the car to sit outside the house. I wondered if he wanted to refill his bottle. He left while I was watching, standing in the shadows behind the curtains. I wondered how many more like him were looking for somewhere where they could fill their water bottle.